Here with the news at one, and the tortuous process of appointing a new European Commission has taken another twist with the resignation of the French Commissioner Thierry Breton. In his resignation letter, he criticised what he called the questionable governance of the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Let's have a word with our Europe editor Tony Connolly. Tony, who is Thierry Breton and why is he stepping down?
Well, Rachel, he's one of the big beasts of the European Commission. He's the French commissioner. He's in charge of the internal market, and he's had a very high profile as a commissioner. He's taken on big tech. He's presided over the Digital Services Act and the Digital Media Act, and he's had a couple of very public run-ins with Elon Musk. He was a finance minister in a couple of French administrations. He was in charge of some very big French companies. He was once a professor of Harvard Business School. So he's a very accomplished politician and businessman, and was seen as a big figure in the Commission. But he's had a run-in with Ursula von der Leyen on a number of issues. And while he was supposed to be staying on for a second mandate as a commissioner, he accuses Ursula von der Leyen in his resignation letter of essentially going behind his back and telling President Macron of France that if France wants a better portfolio, then they should get rid of Thierry Breton and send somebody else. He obviously got wind of this and has promptly resigned.
There's been a lot of wrangling over the past few weeks, and it had been expected that the new commission, including Michael McGrath, would hear about their positions tomorrow. Is that still likely to be the case?
The Commission wants that to be the case, and Ursula von der Leyen is scheduled to meet the leaders of the main political groups in Strasbourg tomorrow morning. There's a hold-up over Slovenia because their candidate, Marta Kos, has yet to be approved by a parliamentary committee. So there's a big question mark over whether she can announce the new Commission if that Slovenian candidate is not in place formally in Slovenia. Now, in the meantime, Stefan Sejourne, who is a very close lieutenant of President Macron, has been announced very quickly as the replacement for Thierry Breton. So that suggests that President Macron was in on this because they've got a replacement very, very quickly. Whether that changes the prospects for Michael McGrath, hard to say. He's a lawyer. He's been in a couple of legal committees in the European Parliament as an MEP. So there's some speculation that he could get a justice portfolio that has been linked to Michael McGrath. So if that's the case, Michael McGrath might be freed up to get a more economic portfolio, but we'll not know until tomorrow morning if the case turns out that she can announce the commission then.
And presumably, Tony, an economic portfolio is what Michael McGrath and the government would like.
Yes, that's been their preference all along. But of course, the problem is there are many capitals chasing too few economic portfolios. And this is a...
And with that, he disappeared. Apologies for that. He's back again. Tony, my apologies.
Yes,
you disappeared.
Sorry, yes.
And now I'm going to cut you off because we're running tight on the time.
Fair enough.
But listen, okay. Thanks a million, as always, for that. That was our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.